After the next song, I'll be talking to Rob Bourne, lead guitarist with Lear. And I just want to remind you about Lear, a local band. Had a few problems over the past couple of years, but it's all been sorted out now. But this is just to remind you of how they sound still. And it's called Some Folks Are Truly Evil. And ain't that the truth?
Choices way they tell you how they feel, not often face to face. Yes, some folk are truly evil. The bastards want to see you cry.
Yeah, that was the fabulous Lear there, and Some Folks Are Truly Evil, and I'll have another one of those after we finish talking, of course, to Rob Bourne, who's the lead guitarist and main songwriter with Lear. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
How are you, Noel? How's it going?
And I'd sort of like to see you walking now, because I imagine like that you're a man that's walking tall with a weight lifted off his shoulders.
Well, I wish I could say I'd walk tall, but I think I'd need a pair of boots because I'm not that tall in a sense. But the sense of freedom and relief and all them things combined is incredible, really, because we never realised, we didn't know when this was going to end.
Yeah, I know, but it's been, what, 15, 16 years now?
Yeah, and contract-wise, 19 years or something, you know. So yeah. We were going along hoping that things had pan out for us and so on, but we never knew when it was going to happen. It was always above us. And now, you know, after a day and a half in court, it's over, so we're free now.
Yeah, it's a great warning to any young bands coming up, showing how careful they should be when, I mean, everyone is full of, I remember you, myself as kids, full of all this vigour and just wanting to get out there. And that's all you want to do. You just want to play and get your music out there.
Yeah, and you see, that is really the most important thing.
But it makes you very vulnerable.
At the same time, you have to have an eye on the business end, or have someone who has an eye on the business end, if you get me.
Yeah, no, but you're young and you're vulnerable.
Yeah, of course, that's the thing. But people, like, don't not have that rock and roll and that fire in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing.
Yes, yeah.
That'll get you there in the end. You have to have that.
Well, go on.
And I'm just saying, it's very difficult for young bands and so on to keep an eye. And we were told the exact same thing. Keep an eye on this guy. And you don't want to know. All you want to know is about the rock and roll and the whole thing, you know, record companies and women and whatever it is. But you have to keep your eye somewhat on the business end of things. Make sure that no one is taking over or getting too involved in what you're doing and messing you up very, very badly.
Yes, yeah. But it didn't kill the spirit of the band. I mean, I've seen, I only saw you as recently as just before Christmas in Vicar Street there, and then you were in the Walkmans and other places playing over the years, but the recent ones. And I mean, the band is as fresh and as exciting as ever. And what loyal fans you have.
Ah, absolutely, yeah. We're blessed in that sense that we built up a good following as we went along, and that people were truly interested in the music. If they weren't, they wouldn't be still coming, you know, that kind of way. But I think we had a point to prove, in a sense. I think that's why we still sound fresh in a way, because this thing has been hanging over us for so long and has prevented us from really getting, you know, to put out stuff and all that. Not that there was a legal argument or that anything could have been stopped being put out, but it was the spiritual sense of it, or the physical sense, where it was very difficult to motivate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you had the specter hanging over you all the time.
And then you wouldn't be together all the time as well.
No, because we had to make, we had to do individual things to just survive, really.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, when it was all over and the relief is there, have you re-evaluated things, or is it too early to ask?
Yeah. It's still a big shock to the system, really. Mm-hmm. Now, we did know that this would, not necessarily, but probably would have been the end of the line for the court thing and the legal end of the battle, but we didn't know if it was. We've been told a few times, oh, could end here, but it hadn't. And this time it did, and we're just delighted with ourselves. And now we can, you know, we can get our film out and all that kind of thing. And there's plenty of interest from all types of people and all different levels in the film.
Mm-hmm.
So we're delighted about that. And I'm sure that a lot of people will eventually get to see it, because it's a great little movie that Shimmy did, you know?
Yeah, I've seen it. That's what I was going to say. I've seen it there last year, and it was a pity about what happened.
Right.
We can't really talk about what happened, but it couldn't be shown. It was going into the festival last year.
Guinness
Festival, and it's a bit too late now for this year as well, which is
very unfortunate. Yeah, I think so, probably. Now, we were invited into the Galway Film Festival last year as well, so we may aim towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always plenty of film festivals outside of Ireland that are interested in little movies that are making a little, you know, bit of a wave or whatever it is. And we're just delighted that Shimmy helped us out. And he's also getting a documentation of the band. The band has been documented there over the last 20 years, let's say. And for us, it's absolutely fantastic, you know.
And have you had any reaction from the fans, in the sense that when the word gets around, maybe it hasn't filtered around everywhere yet? I know they had an article in the Times there on the weekend. Giving a little synopsis, which I was reading. But has it filtered out to the fans, and have you gotten a reaction with questions of, OK, when can we see you again?
Well, you see, everyone is absolutely delighted. I think it's filtering through now. With the things like Facebook and the internet and all that, before you knew it, it was around the world. You're getting phone calls and texts and all sorts from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so everyone is truly delighted. I honestly imagine that the other party involved in the whole situation is truly delighted themselves now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a big weight off everybody's mind. And I wouldn't know how to get someone into court for 2 minutes, don't mind 15 years.
I know.
And I wouldn't go about it. And I'm not into suing people or any of that bullshit.
That's the sad part. I mean, that's what I'm saying to you. That's the sad part about it. And you can go into town. I do a gig out here on a Friday at 12. And I see different places, and I know you did it yourself, where you had an open mic where young people coming in, starting off and trying to get the music out there. And they're full of so much hope and desire, and they're not interested, apart from the people you see on the television shows, these people are not interested in the fame and fortune. They just want to get their music out there, and they're excited about it. And for that to be quashed is very sad.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. People have something within them. Songwriters would have something in them, and they might know exactly what it is, but they need to outlet or get it out there, you know, that kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very sad when these legal things get involved and all so on and so forth, you know, and it prevents people from feeling what they want to feel, or maybe not even have the confidence then to go ahead with stuff, because you're always thinking at the back of your mind, you know, is this really going on, or can really somebody do this to you? And they can, in a sense.
Oh, of course. So it's a salutary lesson, as I say, for young musicians, and they should get in touch and ask you for advice on it, or maybe not. But anyway,
maybe I'll go into the legal end of things myself now, after all this experience.
Yeah, you might become a lawyer, eh? Listen, I know, as well as the fans that you have, I mean, just ordinary fans, like, I mean, you've gathered some prominent people there. I mean, David Gray and the from Donegal. His name has just gone out of my head at the moment.
Damien
Dempsey. That was a great gig he's did down in Donegal. But the likes of these have been very supportive, and indeed you've been an inspiration to them as well.
They were, there's so many people from all levels of life and so on and so forth that we have to thank, and for some of the musicians in Ireland that got behind us and helped us out time after time after time. Damien has helped us out, David mm-hmm. Gray has done it, Republic of Loose, Pugwash, Hot House Flowers, The Picture House, and that's only to name a few people. And they've all stood behind us, and it's embarrassing in a way to have to ask people, can they help you out in that way?
Well, from the way I was talking to them in Vicar Street, we're only delighted too. And as I said, they're great admirers.
Yeah, that's because they understand the situation. But from their point of view, no one wants to have to turn around and say, look, I owe out so many thousands upon thousands in legal mm-hmm. bills. Can you help us out?
Mm-hmm.
And, every one of them did. And, we loved them so much. And all I can say is thanks.
Okay, that'll go out across the country, I'm sure. But a few of the names you've mentioned there, and many, many more from abroad, have made huge comebacks. And I know it's too early to give a definitive statement on it, but do you think in your gut that you'll get back and do a lot of gigs now together?
Well, I think it's quite a possibility, really. At some stage, particularly maybe in the summer, if there's a couple of festivals going on or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think the band has something to offer. I think it's been...
There's no doubt about that.
...kept outside of things for a good while, for obvious reasons. And I think we could definitely have a couple of albums. It's not one album in us. And I think it would surprise some people, because they'd be thinking, what's this nonsense I've heard about this band for so long?
Yes.
And then, bam, there's the album. Let's see what you think of it.
But
on a fair level.
You still have some albums out there. The live album is terrific, and I have one here that you did as well. And I'm going to play another one. And actually, the one I'm going to play now, you mentioned in the course of the interview, the movie, is called Good Cake, Bad Cake.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play that, and we call that the theme of the Lear movie. Listen, congratulations to yourself and all the lads, and it's great to have you. You never went away, but it's great to have you back in your entirety without any strings and chains.
Ah, brilliant. No, thanks a million, and thanks to everyone at Near FM for all the support.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. Ro.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's Ro Burnley, guitarist with Lear, and as I said, it's great to have them back. No chains, no shackles, doing what they do best. But as I said, they never went away. Some great concerts, and they have a movie coming out, and it's a story of Lear, and it's quite funny, it's quite sad, but it's a great, great story. And this is one of the songs from it, and it's the name of the movie, Good Cake, Bad Cake.
Arrive where I wanted, 1:45, hoping to find something better to do. I took in the sunshine, lay on the grass, watching the time going gracefully past. I woke in a fever when darkness had come. The sun must have dropped from the sky. Still there in the shadows, 1:45, with the whole of the night passed.